This is your Cronkite News to Go briefing. I'm Emma Vandenhainde. Arizona's congressional delegation and members of the Ukrainian community in the Valley were swift to react to the news of Russia invading Ukraine. Cronkite News' Alexandra Mora Medina reports a small group gathered Thursday in Tempe to protest Russia's actions and to show solidarity.
Members of the Ukrainian community stood on a street corner in Tempe waving the blue and yellow flags of their home country. They carried signs. Some read, "Stop the war" and "Ukraine matters." One woman held a sign that said, "Please don't kill my family." Alana Melnik was among them. She says her family was sleeping when the first strikes happened in the country.
My sister was, and my parents, my mother-in-law was sleeping. We already received I already read on the news about Putin invasion, announced invasion to Ukraine. They were sleeping. They woke up with the sounds of rocket and bombing explosions.
Her family members are scattered around Ukraine. She says they've packed their bags and are trying to leave. In Kyiv, the capital city of Ukraine, freeways were jammed with thousands of cars as people tried to leave.
And this morning, my first message I saw was that my godson and his father got enlisted in the army. And he was a baby I held, and he is now 24. He's proud Ukrainian, and he is going to risk his life, and I'm praying that he come back alive.
Ukraine declared its independence from Russia in 1991. That's after the fall of the Soviet Union. Since then, Russia has continued to interfere in Ukrainian affairs.
It's just the beginning of their fight for independence. After 30 years of independent country, we have now to fight back.
I stand again with the Ukrainian people and the Ukrainian community here in Arizona.
That's Arizona Congressman Greg Stanton at an event about infrastructure. He took a moment to say the U.S. will lead the world in taking action against Russia.
You don't invade another sovereign nation. We are going to stand strong, and we are going to make sure that Vladimir Putin knows that the world is against what he has done.
Other members of Arizona's congressional delegation agree. Democratic Congressman Tom O'Halloran released a statement that says, in part, Congress must continue to support the Ukrainian people and our NATO allies, especially those who border Russia, through increased military aid. And Republican Congresswoman Debbie Lesko tweeted, "Please join me in praying for the people of Ukraine as they endure a senseless and unprovoked attack at the hands of Vladimir Putin." She urged the U.S. to push for the highest sanctions against Russia. President Joe Biden on Thursday issued new sanctions to limit what can be exported to Russia. Biden has said the U.S. will not engage in direct conflict in Ukraine. For Alana Melnik, she says it will take more than sanctions to protect and stand for Ukrainian people.
We want to ask all Democrats and Republicans to stand together in this resistance against Russian aggression in all possible way, political, diplomatical, financial, humanitarian aid.
Alexandra Mora Medina, Cronkite News.
The Ukrainian American Cultural Center in Phoenix will hold a peaceful demonstration to show solidarity with Ukraine this Sunday afternoon. The Arizona House narrowly approved a measure Wednesday to penalize businesses that refuse to do business with firearm companies. This proposal by Republican Representative Frank Carroll would require companies signing contracts worth more than $100,000 with the state or local governments to agree to not turn away work from or with firearm-related companies. This comes after Arizona received an F ranking on the annual gun law scorecard, placing 42nd out of 50 states with regards to gun safety strength. Arizona truckers launched a transcontinental movement Wednesday in California. Cronkite News' John Brown reports the People's Convoy wants the nation's emergency declaration on the pandemic lifted and all mandates gone.
Truckers started their cross-country movement in Adelanto, California, just northeast of Los Angeles. They are protesting COVID-19 restrictions, vaccines, and they are calling for a change. Recently, truckers in Canada have protested COVID-19 restrictions, causing massive disruptions there. Meanwhile, the convoy passed through Arizona Thursday, and they are on their way to Washington, D.C. They plan to arrive by next week. The Department of Defense has approved the use of 700 National Guard members for traffic support if needed. John Brown, Cronkite News.
We had help today from Alexandra Mora Medina, Justin Torres, and John Brown. Our show was produced by Kirsten Dorman. You can learn more about the stories you heard in today's news update by going to cronkitenews.azpbs.org. That's all for your Cronkite News to go. I'm Emma Vandevinde.